Welcome to Sisterhood Meets Motherhood, the podcast where two goddesses who happen to be related by marriage discuss all things family, purpose, sisterhood, faith, spirituality, and all the other divinely messy parts of womanhood. Every other week, Kendra and Sophie unmask from all the daily roles required of the modern woman to bring you refreshing and truthful conversations that remind you that you are, in fact, never alone on the journey. Welcome to episode 8. I'm so excited about this one. I plan to share it with everyone that I connect with ever. Anyone who knows me, knows my business, knows my family, they know that a huge part of me being in my power and my center is having time and space to ground. Before I figured out tools and kind of convinced my brain and my heart that I needed to ground and let my nervous system get to, like, exactly as it sounds, a more grounded space, I was kind of a crazy lady. And sometimes I still am, but having the power to, like, ground my system, feel my body, feel my feet on the floor has helped me not just cope, but thrive in my life and my relationships. And so I'm all about it. If you've taken my parenting course, you know that every single module starts with a grounding. I've heard from parents, like, we were actually able to receive the information more and, like, have it land in our systems because we did that grounding. And every session that I have with clients, every meeting that I have with my team, it's like, before we even connect, let's ground, because I believe, and we have some evidence to back up, which I'll share in a moment, from a lot of science, that our systems need to connect to earth and to ground to thrive and not be caught up in the BS that isn't really our truth. Before we jump in, Kendra, how are you being in this moment?
Well, I feel very grounded. I feel super excited. This is also a topic that resonates so deeply with me that I'm excited to share the concept and ideas and science and some practical tools for people that are listening, that maybe this is a new idea for you, because it is truly life-changing to be able to ground and just connect back with Mother Nature. And for myself, I also do this in different ways than you, which is fun because everyone's going to find their own unique way to ground and to be settled. We'll dive into all those fun things too, but I'm super excited. This is just, it's so fun to get to connect with you. It's fun to get to share our sisterly conversations with the world, because we've got a lot of good feedback. Like, it literally makes my day when I get messages from friends or people that are reaching out, you know, telling us, like, oh, the episode was so helpful, or this was, you know, it makes us feel so excited that what we talk about every day as sisters gets to be shared with all of you. So we hope that this also lands and just grounds and roots you into your purpose as well.
How I'm doing. Let me feel into it. Well, I'm noticing I'm, like, moving my body right now. And I think sometimes we have the idea that to ground, we have to get really still, like a Buddha. But right now in this moment, I'm, like, reaching my arms up. If you see the video, you can see, and just, like, the swirly chair is wanting to move. And sometimes getting grounded, especially as a woman, but for men too, is, like, moving your body and moving energy through.
Absolutely. I do the same thing.
So excited. The name of my business is Rooted Rhythm. And it's based on the idea that in order for us to be in our truth and be well and not be in all the symptoms that we can get diagnosed with all sorts of things for, we have to be rooted in our bodies, in our own natural rhythm, and what's true for us. And that's different for every single human, every single child, every single parent. And so it's just, like, everything to me. So I do want to say, like, this isn't just woo-woo ideas. Although there's always a place for the woo, I have a study pulled up here that's a review of research evidence and clinical observation of, like, hundreds of studies that have reported evidence of wide and significant physiological improvements when the body is grounded versus non-grounded. And so I'm not going to get into all the details, but this word grounding, also known as earthing, refers to this discovery that's science-backed, that bodily contact with Earth's natural electric charge stabilizes the physiology at the deepest levels. So like literally when we make contact with Earth's natural electric charge, we stabilize our physiology. And so that doesn't necessarily have to be laying on the grass. I was just FaceTiming with my sister in New York City and her baby. Well, he's almost a toddler now. And she was like, I was outside with the dog. And she's like, oh, that's so nice. You guys can just be outside. But I also wanted to say to her, like, you can have it too. Like, just take a breath into your system. And Kendra will share some natural tools around how you can do that even when you're indoors. But quite literally, it changes our physiology, which then reduces inflammation, pain, stress, improves blood flow, energy, and sleep, and generates greater well-being. So this is science. Google it. They have cool little YouTube videos explaining it. But I think it's always really nice to convince our brain with the science around why this matters.
Some links. We have some cool links we can put in the podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to include this link right away.
That's the same thing. I have a study as well from PubMed. It talks about just reducing inflammation, helping your cortisol levels and circadian rhythm for sleep. Like, as crazy as it sounds, science shows that we spend 90% of our day indoors or inside a car, and we were never meant to be out of nature for so long. And so it's something you have to like actively get up and go outside and go on a walk, or, you know, make a choice to be out in nature as much as you can when you have these options of different things. And I think it's really, really important, because once you see the science and everything behind it, you're like, oh, this actually makes sense. And you'll start seeing the fruits of that in your life as well, with your sleep and with your stress levels and everything.
Totally. And I think we could each share with our community here, like how we each ground. I would love to hear how you ground. I know for me, I actually, sometimes my grounding is at like 5:30 in the morning and it's dark outside. And so I have an altar in my office here that actually has like it has two acorns, some juniper leaves. Like, I actually put nature in indoor spaces so that when I meditate and ground, I can connect. And obviously going outside matters, like walking the dog, being outside. But the reality is that a lot of us are indoors a lot. And so it doesn't have to be like I go on a hike for 5 hours. And I also want to say, it doesn't have to be like I have this morning routine that's 30 minutes. Before I was in a parenting role, my morning routine was like this 90-minute experience where I like had my coffee and my grounding and my meditation and my breath work. That's just not a thing, like, nope, at all. I've been like trying to wake up and have 10 minutes, but the reality is we wake up to like kids and breakfast. And so I'm finding that if I can just take the little moments to sit and take a breath, like Kendall and I were right in the morning routine, but we realized we had like 10 extra minutes and we were like, why don't we actually just like sit and drink our coffee for a minute while the kids are playing? I also on weekends really try to have more of like at least a 15 minute, like coming in and coming down. And it's a magnetic force. Like, I swear, I have pictures. I have multiple pictures because I used to have a mirror behind my meditation corner of like being in meditation and the kids crawling into my lap. Like, they will find me when I'm grounded. Just last Saturday, I was finally, and it's not so much quantity, it's quality. I was finally dropped into like my feet and my body and what's happening in my world. And usually when I actually drop in, I cry because I'm like, I'm just in gratitude and like, I'm just like, this life is incredible, because even when it feels hard. And I swear everyone opened that door and was like, can we be in here? They were just all, they were playing games on their phones. And next thing I knew, the dog was in here. Both kids were on the phones playing games, like on our phones on a Sunday morning. And then Kendall ended up in here and it was just like, our kids and the people around us actually want to ground too. And it's just like magnetic.
I agree with that 100%. For me, it's different weaving in throughout the day as well. It's like finding that time or those moments where I'm like cognizantly, is that the word, like able to like stop and drop into grounding, because it's needed. You can start your day with this amazing routine and get grounded, but then life comes at you throughout the day. So you have to stop and ground throughout the day too. So for me, we're in Italy in an apartment. So it's a 2-bedroom apartment for 5 people and a dog. And so my walks with the dog are like, get me out of the house, which is so great. I'm blessed beyond belief. And I can't even, like, I'm so grateful every day because we live literally on the Adriatic Sea. So I'm walking the dog on the beach with no shoes on, which it's November now. And it's not very cold here compared to Colorado, but I love to walk out there barefoot and people think I'm crazy, but it is just like, oh, it's like so heavenly to be able to put your feet in the sand, even when it's the cold sand, you know, like the water. So that's been a huge grounding thing for that I've tapped into this last couple of months that I'm so grateful for. As well as I love moving my body, like you were saying. For me, I was a college athlete. I played volleyball. So I'm all about like movement for body, but not always like weightlifting and that. I love doing yoga and Pilates in specifically, because Pilates is more movement and more flowing. And I just feel so grounded and empowered with that. And then of course, I'm always tying in my essential oils. And like you said, you can bring the outdoors indoor. And that's actually the blend we're going to talk about. But being able to diffuse essential oils, which are literally from the plants, right? They're the leaf, the bark, the root, the stem from different essential oils and plants in a diffuser form in the home. So it's like, you are being able to smell that. And I'll share my science around that, which is crazy cool too, because yes, we can't always get away from jobs that are indoor or driving somewhere inside the car, but you are able to make a choice to get out in nature as much as possible and to plan things like that. But you're also able to bring the outdoors indoor too. So I love that. And it's my grounding routine. I guess it differs throughout the day, but I 100% agree that when I'm in a grounded state, my entire household like radiates to that, and it helps everyone be grounded. Because when I'm a little bit crazy and I have my days, it's like the kids feed off of it and it's just like everything's like a, you know, a crazy spin. But when I'm grounded and I'm like in control, everything kind of flows off of that, which is powerful, because we do hold that power in our households and in our businesses and whatever we're working through.
There's a funny debate in my house, because in Judaism, women hold spirituality, like they hold the pillars of spirituality. So on Friday nights, women light the candles and say the prayer. And we often do and like share these practices with the kids. They're super into it. But we also, like in that same research, we were like Googling and we're learning as we go, you know, like we all have we're all learning our connection to God and religion or not, or whatever it is. Like apparently men hold the connection to God. Like we hold the spirituality and they hold the direct line with God. And I think this was like 6 months ago. There's like Everett's like, well, we, the girls like hold the magic. And Leif's like, yeah, but we have God. And it's just like hilarious. I'm like, okay, we all have magic. We're all connected to God and we're good. It's just hilarious. But I do believe that there's something in the mother that does set the tone. And getting grounded as the mother is gonna, everyone else is checking in to see how we're doing and feeling. Mm-hmm. And if we're in a grounded space, it just reflects back. And for dads too, but there's something in that. So yeah, I'd love to hear more. The oil that you're sharing about, I've been loving. It just came out, right?
It just came out last month, yeah. I was going to say one more thing that ties in for me too with grounding is music. I like really have a tie to music. So for me, I diffuse essential oils, and I always tell people like using your diffuser is the best way to set the emotional temperature of your home. Like you have a thermostat for the physical temperature, but you can control the emotional temperature of your home with essential oils that are going to be having an effect on your olfactory system that actually can change like the mood in the room, which is really powerful. And so I love music, and essential oils to me is like the most powerful way to ground, to set the whole, you know, the mood. So the essential oil that I wanted to bring up is brand new this last month. It's been in the works for a while. It's a Chinese practice, and you've probably been hearing it come around. It's called Shinrin Yoku, which literally means forest bathing. And so this is a Chinese practice, like I said, and all the different trees. I'm going to read it from my phone here because it's like the newest oil. So it's not even in my essential emotion book, but the blend has lemon, patchouli, magnolia leaf, Siberian fir, cypress, cardamom, hinoki, which is the actual tree straight from that same area, lavendin, grapefruit, geranium, lemon, and petigrain. And so it is like very earthy, right? Of course. And of course it has a lot of trees. If you think of a tree, it's rooted, it's grounded. So every time we're using a tree oil, it's very much grounded. So it says Shinrin Yoku is the emotional oil of immersion. Also means forest bathing. It's the practice of allowing oneself to be immersed in the forest's restorative properties. It's an act of self-care and profound receptivity. Individuals simply stay present in their bodies, connect to their senses, and allow their air currents to wash over them, cleansing and renewing them in body, mind, and spirit. And so it's bringing the outdoors indoors. And so when we're talking about science on all of this, which is crazy amazing to me, they did studies, which doTERRA is a very much science-based company around essential oils, that just by diffusing the Shinrin Yoku, I have it right here, there were some really cool things that happened. So after one night of diffusing this oil, so bringing the outdoors indoor, average cortisol levels were significantly lower than the baseline. After three nights, those were even more lowered. And then it also showed that it increased your natural killer cell count and function. So when I heard this, I'm like, what the heck is a natural killer cell? So it's your cells that go in there and actually fight off the bad, damaged, mutated cells. So we want to keep ourselves, our cells and ourselves healthy and, you know, not damaged, if you will. And so just by diffusing this, your body's going to go in and do these things. So it just shows that when we're out in nature, it's that powerful to help with grounding, help with inflammation. It's going to help with, like I said, cortisol levels, your circadian rhythm for sleep. So it's really, really powerful. It also mentioned that overall, the blood pressure readings for everyone that was in the study were significantly decreased when diffusing the Shinrin Yoku. So there's a power to nature. There's power to being out in nature, but we can't always go out. You can bring it indoors. And I think it's really beautiful to understand that connection that, like, you know, there's beauty in what was created for us outdoors and plants and the sunlight. Like, we all know that feeling of like just getting that sunshine on your face. Like, for me, it's like, I always say it's like a kiss on my forehead from our Heavenly Father, because it's just like so happy and warm and refreshing. So this is definitely an oil that you could use to bring indoors. And this is one that it's amazing to diffuse with whatever routine you have for grounding, whether that's moving your body or Pilates or getting out for a hike or whatever it is. Like, even just, there is studies behind, and with us traveling overseas so much, jet lag. One way to really combat jet lag is to get your feet on sand or on grass and like ground for 10 or 15 minutes the morning after you've traveled. So maybe you're gone for work, or maybe you just had a busy, crazy day with sports and you were on a vacation or something. Just go out in the grass and just, like, when you stop and you put your feet in the grass or the sand or whatever, you literally can just, like, you start to hear the sounds around you and you feel the air and you're smelling it. It's like a beautiful thing that we can easily get distracted from. And even myself living on the Adriatic Sea, like, I look out my balcony and it's the most beautiful view, but I'll get busy and then I stop and look over and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I literally have paradise like a half a block across the street and it's so beautiful. But if you don't tap into it, then you lose it.
I literally just looked out the window because I can see the foothills like a walking distance. And I'm like, wow, I haven't been up on there in a while. And so, yeah, it of course, like, we're busy and we're on our missions, but taking those few minutes is so, so, so important. And whenever I'm having a work from home day, you will find me in between calls, just like face down in the backyard or face up. But just like, to me, I like to connect, like, just in yoga, it's the root chakra. So it's like, I just like to connect my tailbone and my root or my pelvis. And I'm just like, just a moment of giving back some of what we're holding in our bodies into the earth. And then, as we've shared, it's not just that like yoga, woo woo, spirituality ideas. It's also like the science of electromagnetic force. It's a real, real, real thing. So whatever you need to convince your brain that grounding and earthing is a positive thing for you, please do that. So my tool, I just want to offer like an actual in real time, like 90-second practice, for you to take with you now and do in this moment. So if you're driving, just imagine it, or pause and come back to it as soon as you parked the car. If you're somewhere at home, just like find a quick seat, close your eyes, feel your feet on the floor, pause the recording and do this if you need a second. Even if you're in the kitchen, like take 90 seconds. Feel your hips and your tailbone and your root making contact with the surface underneath you. And just take a breath. You don't even have to deepen the breath unless you want to, but actually feel air moving in and out of your system, maybe filling all the way into the belly. And all I want you to do is feel your feet on the floor. Feel where the surface area of the bottom of your foot is making contact with the surface of the floor. And then just visualize that from your hips starts to grow a tree trunk. And from that tree trunk is deep roots. And imagine that tree going all the way down to the center of the earth, growing roots. And just take one more breath, feeling this rooting, feeling this ground underneath you, feeling the sense of belonging to earth. And then as you're ready, make your way back to whatever you were doing, whatever you were seeing. But when you open your eyes and look around your space, see if there can be like 5% more presence and a feeling of I'm just a little bit more dropped into this moment. I know I feel different. I'm like, oh, wow, we're here. Like we're actually really here now. We should have done this an hour ago, but that's okay. So from this space, Kendra, how can you lead even more from your heart and family and purpose in the coming week?
First, thank you. I love your grounding from your sessions, like with your course. Honestly, every time before we record, she always grounds. We didn't do it today because we were like in sister talk for an hour before. And now it just changes my whole shift. And like, how powerful is that? In 90 seconds, you can shift whatever is going on. And so thank you. Thank you. That felt so amazing. Oh, I'm going to be more cognizant of grounding, getting outdoors, and just even when I'm indoors, like, you know, doing what you just did. And it's so easy to do. It's so simple that it's like easy to not do, you know? And so I'm going to be much more cognizant of that because it does change everything for me. It changes every, you know, that shift of emotions that I'm feeling. It helps me be like, okay, I'm grounded. I'm here. Like, you know, what are we here to do now? Like, how can I accomplish the next hour and whatever it is I'm meant to be doing? So thank you for that. How are you going to be, you know, leading with your heart and connecting in that way now that we've spoke on all these amazing topics?
Same for me. It's just like the 60-second moments. As my business has been doing all sorts of things, it's like chaos and learning and growing and situations like all the time right now. And so I've really been trying, like just when I think I want to do something, to take the 30 seconds to sit and do what we just did. It shifts the entire dynamic of what happens next. And so I really want to commit to those like 30 second pauses. It can shift everything. So thank you so much for listening. I'm really excited about our next episode on mission and having that higher purpose to ground you in the day to day. It all kind of relates back together these last few episodes, and let us know how all of this lands for you.
Absolutely. I am really curious to see if this idea of grounding resonates with you and if maybe you've already done it, and maybe share with us ways you guys ground so we can get some other ideas as well. Or if you start to practice any of these things, make sure you connect with us or comment or, you know, tell us about the ways that this has helped impact you in your life as well. We love hearing from you guys. So thank you for your time, and until next time.
Until next time.